No problem, yeah, it's a pleasure.
Congratulations on the new role at Ecclesfield United. What was it that brought that about?
It's a funny one, really. It's just I came back from a chance meeting with Sean. And he realised that I was, you know, started wanting to get back into the game, really. And it just turned out to be the perfect opportunity to get on board with what's already looks like a fantastic setup.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. And is it something you've wanted to do for a while then, getting into a sort of a coaching role again?
Well, yeah, on the quiet, yeah, really. A few people will be surprised to see that I've got on board finally with the coaching role and been on, you know, with the semi-pro level, you know. But I think it's been something quietly I've been wanting to do for a while now, yeah.
And you say there it's a fantastic setup over there at Ecclesfield United. What are the aims for Ecclesfield United this season?
Well, it's all down to the boys. We've got a fantastic squad, really, for this level, a fantastic squad. And I think it's in their hands. There's a lot of clubs out there that are, you know, they've got a bit of money and have spent a lot of money on the players that they've invested in. But I think the squad that we've got, we can match a lot of those teams. And, you know, who knows, we can come away with something pretty special this year.
And you can always get a nice atmosphere down there at Ecclesfield United as well. We saw really that friendly with Bradford City not so long ago as well. It's a really nice ground, a really nice setup over there at Ecclesfield.
It is. It's a lovely ground. And as for the pitch, you know, it's probably one of the best pitches, you know, around in the city, you know, big time. So it's a fantastic pitch. And like they say, the stadium itself, it was full to the rafters when City came to play.
Yeah, you're right there. And talking about Bradford, I imagined Valley Parade and the city of Bradford holds a lot of fond memories for you.
Well, of course, yeah. I spent a good few years there playing there, and it turned out to be a successful time for me, you know, luckily enough. And it ended up with the fantastic day out to Wembley, which we won, obviously.
And as I was talking about your days to some of the other Bradford City lads, no one will ever forget that goal over at Wembley. Is that one of the fondest memories from your football career?
Oh, yeah, definitely, of course. It was a fantastic time for the club, you know, for the city, especially after the disappointment of the loss to Blackpool in the first leg of the playoffs, you know, and we were dead and buried to a lot of people. They'd even gone as far to order the coaches for the final, you know. So it was just a fantastic time for the club. It really, really was.
Yeah, you are right there. And we saw some great success of Bradford in the years following that as well. And of course, it was Chris Kamara who was the manager back then as well. I imagine it was some good fun working under Chris at the time.
Really was, yeah. Really, really was. I've got some fond memories of working with Chris. And you know, he's done really, really well. He's dropped out of the managing role and slipped brilliantly into the role that he's got now, you know. So it's just testament to his character, you know.
I think you are right there, because a lot of people now, especially some of the youngsters, will always think of Chris as a pundit rather than some of the things that he actually did achieve as a footballer and as a manager.
Oh, definitely so, yeah. There'll be a lot of youngsters, like you say, that will be completely oblivious to the life he had before being on the TV. You know, he was a fantastic player with a very, very good career, and he had a great career as a manager as well before all the kids see now and before their eyes, you know. So he's had a great career in the game of football, you know.
Yeah, you're right there. And just looking at the setup over at Bradford at the time, because of course you were there were some really great players in that team that got to Wembley as well. And being partnered up with the likes of Mel Sterland up front must have been fantastic. That partnership up front really did seem to work for Bradford at the time.
At the time, it was Mark Stallard.
Oh, sorry, Mark Stallard. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, Mark Stallard and Stixy in Ormondroyd. You know, so. That was a really fruitful time for the club. You know, we started to get the old legends, as you say, back to the club. We managed to get Chris Waddle in the year after, Gordon Cowan. So it was a super time to be involved with the football club, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. And just looking at Bradford now, because obviously they did reach the Premier League a few years later, but it was a few years of hurt for Bradford, and then obviously the cup runs are now managed by club legend Stuart McCall. It's a tough league, he's League One, but it looks like they've got a really good setup over at Valley Parade at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect man for the job, to be fair. And like you say, they have got a really, really good squad. But as you know, it's a tough league to progress from, you know. So it all depends on who performs throughout the season, really, because it's a long, old season. Really, really good standard, you know. So it's just one of those, if you're lucky enough to not to get the injuries and get the results when you're not quite playing so well, it all depends on that towards the end of the season, you know.
Yeah, you're right there. And just looking at it as well, the crowds that Bradford have been getting in recent years, regulars of 18,000, 19,000 for a third tier football. It's a fantastic achievement. It'd be a great lift for the city to see Bradford get promoted back to the second tier once again.
Well, it definitely would. They could definitely cater for, you know, two leagues up, you know. But it's always been a fantastic following as a Bradford City following. You know, we've been getting them crowds for a number of years now, and it's easily done. They could quite easily make the grade in the next league up and still fill the stadium quite easily, you know. So we've always had a fantastic group of supporters, you know.
Yeah, that's very, very true, and certainly looking forward to the new season. And has it been a club that you've been keeping a close eye on there as well, Des, Bradford, and what they've been up to in recent years?
Of course, yeah. Quietly, always look for the result. I get down there as much as I can, not as often as much as I could do, or I'd like to, should I say. But I get down and catch the odd game down there, and it's always hard to watch, as you can imagine. You know, you'd always like to be out there, but yeah, I think there'll be it'll be an interesting season for them this year. There'll be quite a bit of pressure on them, obviously, after last, you know, just missing out last year. So I think they'll be expected to be pushing for promotion automatic, you know.
Yeah, and it'd certainly be fantastic to see that. There's no doubt about that. And looking at it as well, because obviously you talked about sort of your career at Bradford and how you'd like to be out there again. I suppose for any former player, they'd always love to be pulling that shirt on. But he's been part of a management setup at the likes of Ecclesfield United. Just one of those where it's about as close as you can get once you've retired to being back out on the pitch again.
That's right, yeah. I try and kid myself into, you know, grabbing a bib when it's training life, but yeah, my days are firmly over on that one, and it's all about giving as much experience as I can to the next crop of lads who are coming through and get them to play their full capabilities, really.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a very exciting time over at Ecclesfield United and Bradford City. Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Thank you very much. It's been great.